Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with a very important company update coming from Eclipse Gold Mining, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol EGLD and on the OTC markets under the symbol EGLPF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, Michael Allen. Now, Mike, let's follow up on a news release that came out yesterday, a merger between Eclipse Gold Mining and Northern Vertex Mining. Now, this merger, I think there is a little bit of confusion as to how these companies are coming together. First things first, let's take care of some of the deal terms. This is announced as an at-market merger, just a business combination here where the teams are coming together and the assets are coming together. Give us just a quick recap and overview of the deal terms, please, Mike.
Sure, Corey. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, you're right. It is an at-market merger with the exchange ratio determined by the 20-day VWAP of both companies. So what it is 1.09 shares of Eclipse get converted into one share of Northern Vertex. So it's just a straightforward merger on that, and that ratio was established by the 20-day VWAP of both companies.
Okay, and the combined company then will be comprised of 71% Northern Vertex shareholders, 18% Eclipse shareholders, and 11% new shareholders, which goes in combination with the $20 million finance that was also announced with this news. We'll get into some more of the financing terms, but I want to ask you, because in all fairness, Northern Vertex wasn't really on my watch list. What attracted you to Northern Vertex and the company's Moss Mine?
Well, a lot of things have attracted me to the Moss Mine. As you know, I've been working in this part of the world for the last 10 years, so I've been aware of the Moss and just sort of watched it over the years and watch the work that the Northern Vertex team has been doing there. And recently, if you look at their financials and their operational results, the Moss has really turned the corner. As new mines coming on, it had a little bit of production hiccups coming out of the gates. And then they started to turn the corner right about the time that Eclipse came public, and that was in early 2020. We were able to watch them operationally really start to execute on the Moss. The other thing that really stood out for me is early in 2020, they also got a permit to expand their operation, put out a new leach pad. And as part of that permit, they also got an exploration permit for the broader property. And that allows for exploration on 538 selected drill sites that have been dispersed around the property on some really spectacular looking showings. So we went out there to do our due diligence, looked at the mine, got a good thumbs up that it is turning the corner, and then really took a look at the exploration potential, and that's what really got us excited. The Moss is looking like it's going to be growing beyond its 40,000 ounce nameplate into something larger organically, and then also the resource expansion potential, and then the ability to multiply the potential resource onto something much larger when you look at the property on a whole is what really excited about it.
So, Mike, what does that current resource stand at then? What's the, let's call it the baseline for what the company can grow off of?
So, Vertex has published a resource that is about 470,000 ounces if you add up all the categories.
Okay, so exploration potential, but then in all fairness, there's also a lot of exploration potential at the Hercules projects. That's the project that Eclipse Gold Mining is bringing to the transaction, but the company does have a lot of drill core, from my understanding, that's still in the lab. So some questions that have come in is, why do this transaction now when you have the potential of a lot of drilling catalysts to come out whenever you get those back from the assay labs?
Well, yeah, there's a key point there that you make. Whenever you get them back from the assay lab, and we've been struggling to get results back, and so has just about everybody in the Western U.S. And what what for us as a management team, like a deal like this doesn't come around every day. So we've got a great project at the Hercules. The you know, it really looks like we've got a potential for a generational mine there. But we've also got a, an opportunity to put a backstop of value into the company with the production and the exploration upside of the Moth. So it really is a 1 + 1 = 3 for our shareholders. And that's why we did the deal when we did. The opportunity was there, so let's just do it and get on with it and move on and make money for our shareholders.
So, Mike, when it comes to the focus of this new company, it might be hard to say because this transaction was just announced, but how is the balance going to work here of obviously having production at the Moss Mine, so continuing that, but the exploration potential at both assets, what's the balance going to be?
Well, this is where it becomes a different beast than your traditional exploration company, you know, which is you know, go out, raise money, have a treasury, drill, deplete the treasury, go back to the market. You know, now we're in a production and a cash flow positive scenario. You actually have the opportunity to have your cake and eat it too. You can deploy some of that capital in a timely way to do your exploration, essentially self-funding, not having to go back to raise additional dilution or raise additional capital dilutively to shareholders. It's we've got that all sorted out. The company is cash flow positive and gets to deploy capital. Where ultimately the capital gets deployed is obviously going to be results driven. And obviously, as the results come in, there'll be a balancing that is done by the board as to where to allocate the company's funds and really to where we think that we're going to get our best return for our shareholders.
Okay, so Mike, if you have this asset that is cash flow positive, there is this $20 million financing that is concurrent with the closing of this deal. The financing, there's a couple questions around that because the financing is priced at 50 cents. And coming into yesterday's trading, the Eclipse share price was up just above 60 cents, sold off quite aggressively yesterday. And I think that's because a lot of people reading over that news release are saying, oh, well, I'm going to sell down this because the financing in Eclipse, which isn't actually correct, is going to happen at 50 cents. Can you provide some more clarity on how this financing should be viewed by the market?
What it is we are selling subscription receipts in Eclipse that convert into shares in Vertex at 50 cents. So what it is it's an effective 50 cent financing into Vertex. With the exchange ratio of 1.09, for every Eclipse share that you have, every one, you get 1.09 shares of Vertex. So it's actually not a 50 cent financing into Eclipse. It's a 54 cent financing into Eclipse, or 54 and a half using the exchange ratio, which is the proper discount considering where we were in the market, somewhere around 62. Drop it down. There's no warrant attached to this, so we need to incentivize buyer. So it was priced in the context of the market as to what we needed to do to get the financing done.
Okay, so that 50 cent price, then the market selling the Eclipse shares down to right around 50 cents, 51 cents. That's overdoing it, right? Because if you take into account that exchange rate, then the market has overdone it to the downside.
Correct. The market is oversold.
Now, in terms of this $20 million financing, does the company need this $20 million to keep operations going if it is cash flow positive, or is this just to cash up the treasury to take care of at least initial exploration?
Well, it allows us to accelerate the exploration. The other thing about the financing is it there's a few creative things that we get to do. If you look at the details of the financing, there's a warrant overhang in Northern Vertex right now. On December 12th, I believe, they have 40 million warrants or 44 million warrants coming due. What this financing does is allows us to clean up some of that warrant overhang quickly. And that's what is going to happen there is Mavericks is going to exercise 19.5 million warrants at 40 cents into Vertex. That put $7.8 million into the Vertex treasury. We raised the $20 million and buy those shares from Mavericks. Eclipse becomes a wholly owned subsidiary of Vertex upon closing. Those shares get returned to treasury, and then we reduce the dilution. So it's an effective way of taking out the warrant overhang, reducing the dilution, and being able to really properly structure the company and putting cash into the company's genes for accelerated exploration in 2021.
Okay, so I think that's why there was also some confusion there. But Mike, just in simplified terms then, post-transaction, how much cash will this company have?
Post-transaction, it's going to be in the mid-20s, Canadian.
Okay, now let's also talk about the management team, because it's kind of a combination of management teams here. The president and CEO of the post-transaction company is going to be Kenneth Berry. CFO is David Spelt. Executive Vice President, Corporate Development is going to be you, Michael Allen. Dr. Warwick Board is also moving over to this company, and Douglas Hurst is going to be the chairman. Talk about the combination of this team then, please.
Yeah, I mean, the combination of the team is actually a really good reflection of the combination of the two companies. Vertex having the asset and the producing Moss Mine, but it's relatively unknown in the market. We bring over the exploration expertise or the deal-making expertise, which is myself and Doug, and the capital markets, which is largely Doug. So it's going to be an unveiling of the Moss asset in the marketplace as the teams come together. So it really is a best of both teams to create that real win for shareholders.
Now, Mike, talking about shareholders here, there has been some rumors going around Twitter. I don't necessarily like addressing some of the comments that go around social media, especially regarding deals, but some people are saying that this deal came together because of potential change of control benefits that certain management members get. Can you address this comment, please?
Yeah, I mean, a change of control clause is triggered if the change of control in the company happens and you are out. The fact that people are moving over doesn't trigger the change of control. So we're moving over and continuing to unlock value for shareholders in the new vehicle.
Okay. Mike, wrap us up then just with a general comment on what you want investors in either company or those even looking to take part in the financing, what you want them to understand about this new vehicle or at least merged vehicle where there are two assets, one in production, both with exploration upside. What do you want investors to be focused on here?
Well, I think that what I want people to focus on is what the mandate of the combined company is, to grow into a multi-asset producer focused in the southwestern U.S. That's the mandate of the company. We've got two exceptional assets with Moss and Hercules. Hercules becomes a pipeline production asset. The Moss is the flagship, the exploration of the Moss, and then obviously the Hercules is the pipeline. But the mandate is to grow and to be inquisitive in the Western U.S., looking for additional assets to grow into a multi-asset producer. That's the opportunity for shareholders. And bringing the two teams and taking the best of both worlds, we really have the opportunity to create that growth story, that multi-asset producer, and really be something exceptional in the gold space as a new consolidator in the Midwestern U.S.
Okay. Now, I know there are probably some more questions out there. Please, everybody, email me your questions, fleck@kereport.com. I did want to take care of at least initial of the questions that were already sent to me early on yesterday regarding this transaction. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Eclipse Gold Mining, so that will mean that I'm a shareholder of this combined company. But I know there are probably some other questions out there. Please get those over to me, and I will have Mike address those in future interviews. Mike, thanks for your time. I appreciate the update. I know you're probably facing a lot of questions on this because it is a complicated transaction, but I hope we did simplify stuff enough there for at least some of the shareholders and those looking to invest. Mike, thank you for your time, man. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you very much.